Okay, let's unpack this deep dive, shall we?
Let's do it.
We're looking at an analysis, really a deconstruction of this film script called Venus and Vitalis.
Right. Pretty unconventional stuff based on the source material.
Yeah, think of this as like a shortcut to understanding something, well, pretty wild. Our mission is basically to figure out what makes this script tick.
And the log line alone tells you it's going to be strange.
Oh, yeah. In Hollywood, sex is a religion. In ancient times, cats were worshipped as gods. They have not forgotten this.
That duality right there, it sets the stage perfectly. You know immediately it's not standard fare.
So the core idea, according to the source, it's about the goddess Venus.
Exactly. She's on this mission, a millennia-long one, apparently, from her father Uranus,
A mission to do what?
to find and secure true love with a mortal guy, a cinematographer named Vitalis.
Okay. Sounds sort of like a rom-com premise.
Well, yes and no. It starts there, but it gets much weirder. It involves reincarnating Bastet, the Egyptian cat goddess,
Right, okay.
navigating this totally absurd version of Hollywood. And ultimately, it leads to this global transformation through a magical ambrosia fruit.
So not just one genre, then.
Definitely not. The source points this out clearly. It's mythological fantasy, it's rom-com, it's sharp Hollywood satire, and an epic quest all mixed together.
And the tone can swing wildly. I saw a mention of the Austin Powers camera blocking for nudity.
Yeah, which, tells you they're not taking themselves completely seriously, even with these huge cosmic stakes. It's got that playful element.
So character-wise, you've got Vitalis, who's heartbroken, looking for his perfect Penelope.
And Venus shows up, initially sort of acting like his counselor.
But here's where the source says things get really interesting, right, with the other
Yes,
characters.
exactly. This is a key point. Characters you might first see as like side characters or even antagonists.
Like Felicity Farrell, the sex-crazed nymphomaniac movie star.
Her, or Transcendence Rabinowitz, who is somehow a tantric sex instructor, a math professor, and a Chippendales dancer.
That's quite the resume.
Right. But the analysis reveals they're actually secret allies, co-conspirators in Venus's big plan.
Wow. Okay, so that flips everything.
Completely. It makes you rethink their roles from the very beginning. It wasn't random chaos.
And speaking of unexpected players, the cats. The source really emphasizes the
Oh,
cats.
absolutely. The script leans hard into that second part of the log line. Ancient cat gods who remember being worshipped.
They're not just pets here.
Far from it. They're active agents. Divine will in action. They're shown like driving trucks,
Driving trucks.
piloting airplanes, running a whole NASA-style mission control setup. It's pretty out there.
So they're crucial to the plot.
Essential, especially for the global distribution of that ambrosia fruit we mentioned. And get this, Bastet, the reincarnated cat goddess. She was apparently placed in Vitalis's life as his childhood pet years ago.
No way.
Yeah, as a deliberate test of his spirit, part of the long game.
Okay, so this brings up a huge point from the analysis, doesn't it? This idea of a grand design.
Definitely. The source makes it crystal clear, almost everything you see happening. It's part of this incredibly detailed, convoluted scheme, or a loving subterfuge, as they put it.
Engineered by the gods with Venus leading.
The goal is very specific. Bring about these pre-chosen true love pairings, and then use the ambrosia fruit to start this new era for humanity, eternal life, eternal love.
So everything Vitalis's heartbreak, the Hollywood chaos, even what, the Oscar scene?
Yeah, the chaotic Oscars, the climax in this bizarre Masonic temple with indoor forests and cat-filled swimming pools, it all serves a plan.
It recontextualizes everything you read. So
Absolute.
what's the takeaway then, thematically?
Well, the script clearly champions love is more important than sex. That's a direct hit against the superficial religion of Hollywood it's satirizing.
And it just smashes myth and the mundane together. Gods doing counseling, cats running logistics.
Yeah, the satire on Hollywood is really pointed. Like, this place needs divine intervention.
But the biggest question the analysis raises, the one about the grand design, it's fate versus free will, isn't it?
That's the core tension, I think. If everything is planned out in such detail by the gods, how much real choice do the characters have?
Even when they're told their choice matters, Vitalis has to choose Venus out of free will, apparently.
Right, but the source suggests he was practically made for her. The whole story is a setup for that choice. So the happiness they find, it feels less like they found it and more like they accepted their pre-written part.
It's incredibly ambitious, this script, blending that raunchy humor with these big philosophical ideas.
And sentient cats running the show behind the scenes.
Yeah, you can't forget the cats. It really leaves you thinking, though. That final point from the source, if your destiny was perfectly mapped out for happiness and you have to choose it, is that choice actually free?
Definitely something to mull over.